we've been having this discussion about the state of the Trans-Canada Highway now for a decade or more. There was a promise made in 2009 by the provincial and federal governments of the day that it was now time to twin the highway from the Manitoba border to Kenora as a start. And here we are 10 years later, and still no road, no twinning. And so my statement that I put out today was basically say, look, stop quabbling, stop pointing fingers. Let's just get on with doing the job that we're asked to do. The twinning of the highway is a provincial jurisdiction, but I've been saying all along that the federal government should be involved and or help to make this an easier project for everyone. And my biggest concern is that under the new provincial government over the last year, there's been no expression of interest by the provincial government to put a proposal into the federal government and or to make it what we call a priority matter for the province. And if you make it a priority matter, then you can then follow that up with an expression of interest by a proposal. And so if there's no interest in having the federal government involved, that's up to the province to make that decision. And so we're waiting, you know, to see the project develop. What I've seen so far is a lot of discussion about design, a lot of discussion about consultation, and that was the same thing that was said in 2009 when this was all announced, that we were going to do this. And so my view is that, and I'm not interested in pointing fingers, because the previous provincial government was a Liberal government, and a federal government was the Conservatives at the time in 2009. Now it's reversed, and I'm not interested in having a, you know, a family feud with the provincial member of provincial parliament. What I'm really interested in is to get the Ford government to recognize that the west end of their province has infrastructure needs like they do in southern Ontario, and we need to get those built. And so the statement was basically to make it clear that I want to see some action, and I want to see it now, and I want to see some shovels in the ground, and let's just get started. And if the design is ready and people say the consultations are now started, there should be no excuse for us not to be putting shovels in the ground. Even though Mr. Rickford has suggested the shovels in the ground were going to be in the summer, summer is quickly going away. We're heading into the fall, and still no shovels in the ground.